This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 210, Sin Cannot Reign in Our Lives, Lewdness. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 18. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Turn with me now to Romans chapter 6, and let's read verses 12 through 18. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." We see in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 18, that we cannot be a slave to sin. We cannot present ourselves as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. We have to present ourselves to God as His tool in His hand to be used by Him. We need to be what the Master wants us to be. Sin cannot reign in our mortal bodies, that we should obey its lust. Today we're going to be looking at the sin of lewdness and how corruptible this sin truly is, how atrocious this sin truly is. In Matthew, we're going to see in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, we're going to see, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Lewdness is very much tied to this sin. Now, both these are different sins, but they're tied together. They can be very much tied together. Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Lewdness is the act of moving sexually or dressing provocatively while moving sexually in such a way as to lure attention from the opposite sex. And this sin right here is directly connected to that sin, where it can draw both parties away. The one that is committing the sin of lewdness is sinning in and of itself, but also potentially causing someone else to look at them and sin. That's how atrocious this sin truly is before God. It's not one that we need to overlook. Now, both of these people here in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 28, if one is presenting themselves in a lascivious manner, which is causing someone else to look at them and sin through lusting after that person, both people are caught in two separate sins. One is sinning when they look at the woman to commit adultery with them in their heart. And the other one, who is an accomplice to this sin, so to say. The lewdness or the inappropriate dress, or the combination of both lewdness and inappropriate dress, immodesty, is causing the woman to sin in this instance. Now, this does not have to be the case. One can be properly dressed and someone else look at them to lust after them, and they share no part in that. But oftentimes, the woman doesn't take into account how she's dressed
when other people are looking at her, and she's going to share in this responsibility. Now, it can also be the other way around, too. Men can also dress immodestly and cause women to sin. That one's just not as much as common or as known as the one that we're talking about here in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 28. You've heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Let's move on now. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we've been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Lewdness. And lewdness is something that oftentimes gets overlooked. Look at Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 6. But we are all like unclean things, and all our unrighteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Any sin that we allow to remain in us without repenting of it makes us unclean before God. And we've seen in a previous episode what uncleanness is. Uncleanness is remaining in a sinful condition, stained by that sin, whereas we are not repenting of it. And it is just remaining as a stain on us. But we are all like unclean things, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. Why? Why did Israel have this said about them? Because their unrighteousness, their righteousness was like filthy rags. They weren't trying to please God. They were unrighteous before Him. Their sin was staining their heart because they were not looking to repent. When we find out that we're sinning, we need to repent and come back to God. But the sin of lewdness is one that oftentimes evades us. We don't see it as a problem. Women dress provocatively and move in ways that are not common or not commonly all the time. We go to dances. We send our children to dances. We send our kids to the public pool, and we think nothing of it. Notice with me Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you before, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Notice with me the first few sins here: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and then lewdness. All of these are sexually related sins: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, presenting yourselves as unclean before God. And then lewdness is thrown into this picture. Why? Because it can be a sexual sin as well. It is a sexual sin. It's moving provocatively in dress that suggests a sexual relationship with someone. When we send our kids to the prom and they're scantily dressed, moving in ways that only a married couple should move, that lewdness causes our young teenage minds to think inappropriately. It would cause an adult mind to think inappropriately. The lewdness or lasciviousness acting in such a way that imitates something that should only be done between married couples. And so I believe that's why Paul recognizes this as a work of the flesh right here with adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and then lewdness, because lewdness leads to places that we don't need to be. It leads to lusting after someone, just as we talked about in Matthew chapter 5. So we need to be very careful of lewdness. It's a sin that we often don't take seriously in our lives, and we don't take our dress serious enough, and how our dress affects other people, and how our movements affect other people, and how our lifestyle simply affects the people that are looking in on us. Now, that does not make us 100% responsible for their actions, but it would make us at least somewhat responsible for their actions if we are not acting properly. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 1 through 7. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornicators and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for the saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather of giving of thanks. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. Now notice something. The word lasciviousness or lewdness is not used in this context. But something that is used in this context is noticing that the things that are being talked about are not fitting for the saints. They're not going to receive an inheritance. If we go back and we look at previous verses, the verse that we talked about here in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, these sins here, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, are not going to have any part in the kingdom of heaven. And we go forward to Ephesians chapter 5. We find that one of the things that's not fitting for the saints, that's not going to have any inheritance in the kingdom, is filthiness. Lewdness, by definition, is filthy actions. Filthy actions. Actions that provoke unclean thoughts in our mind, which lead to unclean actions. And so the act of fornication or adultery is filthiness or fornication, and the act of leading to that point where the movements that we make or suggestions that we make with our lifestyle are leading to those types of actions in our lives, that is filthiness before God. It's lewd, it's lasciviousness, dressing in such a way that invokes those types of thoughts in the pure mind that we need to have our filthiness before God, invokes those types of actions to be taken. If we go back to Matthew, that's what we see in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her in his heart. And so we see here the filthiness of the mind, looking at this woman that does not belong to you to have sexual relations with her. Now, this is not necessarily implied that the woman is doing anything wrong, but if she is, she needs to stop. If she is causing this action to be taken by the man or suggesting it, she is just as guilty of lewdness or lasciviousness as he is in this circumstance. And she needs to stop, or he needs to stop, whichever one is doing this. And so we need to get rid of the filthiness out of our lives. We need to get rid of the filthiness out of our minds that leads to the filthiness or the action of sin in our lives. That's what lewdness or lasciviousness is. It's leading to things that are sexually immoral in our lives. Look at James chapter 1 and verse 26. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. This one's religion is useless before God. And so we see here, over here, the filthiness that we're talking about here. We need to be very careful of any filthiness in our lives, any lasciviousness or lewdness on our part. We need to be able to bridle ourselves, especially our tongues, before God. Now, looking at Mark chapter 7, verses 18 through 23, Mark chapter 7, verses 18 through 23. So he said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him? Because it does not enter into his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated, thus purifying all foods. And he said, what comes out of a man, that defiles a man. Noticing defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile a man. Lewdness, lasciviousness comes from within. It enters into us if we allow it, if we allow it to take place in our lives. It's those actions that defile us, that make us dirty before God. It's that filthiness from within us. When God tells us not to engage in certain things, and we do it anyway. We engage in certain activities, in adultery, fornication, murder, thefts, wickedness, deceit, lewdness. Lewd actions, dancing in such a way that provokes a thought in the man that's not right, that's not pure, or in the woman. Either way,
They have those lewd actions, which is often accompanied by sexual immoral things, and often accompanied by being immodestly appareled in doing things in which we should not be doing. Things that lead to activities where two couples should not engage if they're not married. When we send our children to prom, we send our children to the public swimming pools where girls are scantily dressed. One of the reasons that a man is to marry is if he burns with passion, let him marry. But he's going to burn with passion if you place something before his eyes, excuse me, that is lewd, that is immodestly dressed, that is scantily dressed. We send girls to public swimming pools in bikinis, which are basically bra and panties, and we expect boys to have pure thoughts. We send them to dance with girls at prom, moving in such ways that would be considered lewd or lasciviousness, and then we expect them to have pure and moral thoughts. We cannot be placing our children into such places, into such predicaments, and expecting them to continue to have pure thoughts before God that aren't filthy and lewd. And lewdness is talked about throughout the scriptures in so many different places. Continuing on, we see it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 20 and 21. A warning against lewdness, for I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Let there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whisperers, conceit, tumults, lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you. And I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness, which they have practiced. Practicing lewdness, according to Galatians chapter 5, people that do such things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. If we look at Galatians chapter 5, we're going to see that people that do such things in verse 21, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. In Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to see that they have no inheritance in the kingdom of God in Christ if we're acting lewdly, if we're doing such things in which we should not be doing. Church, we need to remember that as obedient disciples of Christ, we have been set free from sin. It can no longer reign in our lives. Lewdness. We need to be very careful of our actions and how they affect other people that are looking at us. But not only that, but how they affect us in our relationship with God. Because if we're unclean, we're filthy before him. If all of our righteousness looks like filthy rags, then God's not going to accept us into heaven. Let's get rid of lewdness out of our lives. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.